Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of fire. Yeah. Oh. Celebrate peace. Our voices and praise the King of Kings. Every tribe and nation, we are here to share His love. A true unity, a true.
Question. God who never seeks to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Thank you. 2:3. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, and at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarries, my brother, wait for it, because surely, and surely it will come.
As long as the earth remains, season comes, season. As long as the earth remains.
Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
Ladies and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards both far and wide, This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Taylor!
Conference muted.
praise the name of Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We welcome each and everyone this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Holy Spirit, we love you. We acknowledge your presence. We welcome you from the bottom of our hearts. We ask you, Holy Ghost, to take preeminence in this service. Let God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. And let God's perfect will be done in our lives. Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Let the name of Jesus Christ be glorified. Let the name of Jesus Christ be honored. Holy Spirit, we bless you. Holy Spirit, we praise you. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, have your way in the service in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your anointing, your love, your power, and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. This radio morning glory prayer service. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, release your breath into this atmosphere. Release your breath into our dwelling places, Holy Spirit. Blow your breath in our dwelling places, Holy Spirit. Blow your breath on the airways, the cyberspace, the networks. Blow your breath, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, blow your breath in our dwelling places in the name of Jesus. Breathe upon each and every one of us this morning. Release your breath upon us, O God. Turn the atmosphere from natural to supernatural, O God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we love you. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We pray, Holy Spirit, that everyone that's listening or that will listen at another time experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified. The name of Jesus Christ will be honored. We bless you and we thank you, Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus, anoint us, Holy Ghost, with your power and overshadow us. Let your Spirit descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy paths of truth and righteousness in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, anoint this altar of praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of praise to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayer for every tongue, nation, tribe, and kindred. Hallelujah. We always magnify. We will always glorify your name. Holy Ghost will always magnify you. Holy Spirit, take preeminence, Holy Spirit, once again. In our lives as individuals, in every part of our lives, take preeminence in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly, the salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thank you for opening the heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless you. We praise you. We worship you, Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let us join me as we say the Lord's prayers together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Father, your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning our lives. In the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And we ask you, oh God, we give thanks unto you. Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, we magnify you, God. We thank you for your presence, for in your presence there is fullness of joy. Oh, Father God, we extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. We thank you for your sustaining grace. We thank you for you are always faithful. And we thank you, Lord, for the ultimate sacrifice of sending your only begotten Son. Oh, to redeem us, oh God. Thank you for the finished work of the cross, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that the Holy Spirit is right here with us, guiding us and leading us, teaching us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Take complete control of every detail of our lives. Take complete control of every detail of our lives. Take control of this morning glory prayer service. Father, we come to thy throne of grace and we ask you for mercy. Forgive us of all that is done that's not pleasing to you. Bring down your mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission in the name of Jesus. Give us, O God. Have mercy upon us, O God. Let the blood of Jesus wash away our sins. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We are soak my spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak this atmosphere in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we soak the atmosphere in the blood of Jesus, our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Oh, let the blood of Jesus speak for us, oh God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Lord, we cover our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Our spouses in the blood of Jesus. our nieces and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We took our spouses, our husbands, and our wives in the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, our workplaces in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh, God. Let the blood of Jesus, a tsunami tidal wave, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. The blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you. We bless you for the atonement power that is in the blood of the Lamb. For God, you became a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is he that hangeth from a tree. Lord, we take the blood of Jesus Christ and release it like a tsunami tidal wave going through our bloodline from now all the way back to Adam and Eve, to close every doorway, every evil doorway. Let it be closed in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus open every door that the Lord has ordained for us, O God, in the name of Jesus. And the blood close door, evil doors, evil portals. Let the blood of Jesus close every evil portal in the name of Jesus. Jesus, we take your precious blood and apply it over the lintel and doorposts of our homes, our business, our ministry, our family, and health and finances in the name of Jesus. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be upon you to destroy you. When I smite the land of Egypt, according to Exodus 12:13. Lord, we thank you for the blood of Jesus over our lives. As the destroyer, the blood of Jesus over our lives, as the destroyer is released to slay every spirit and its Egyptian cohort that is over our lives, that has made an alliance of our ancestral spirits to keep us in physical, spiritual, mental, and financial bondage in the name of Jesus Christ. According to Exodus 12:23. Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus over our lives. Oh, let the blood destroy every spirit, every Egyptian cohort. Oh, in the name of Jesus, that is over our lives, that has made an alliance of our ancestral spirits to keep us in physical and spiritual, mental, and financial bondage in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Exodus 12:23. Lord, send the destroyer to hunt down, capture, and bind in everlasting chains, made of the blood of Jesus, every evil spirit, python spirit, dark angel, ancestral spirit that is operating physical, spiritual, mental, and financial oppression against us from the second heavens in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to release your holy warrior angels with sword chains, battle axes, battering rams, form and fashion out of the blood of Jesus Christ to demolish and destroy every barrier, snare, and barricade that have been constructed in the second heavens to stop, block, hinder, and delay every blessing and promise that God has ordained for our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, have your holy angels to mount up with weapons of war fashioned out of the blood of Jesus Christ to fight against every works of witchcraft, voodoo, chant, spells, hexes, vexes, astral projections, Jezebelic prayers, and psychic meditations that were set in the night season. Lord, send your holy angels after the order of Sephora in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Judges 5:20. Lord, we ask you to release your holy angels that are bound the hunter to hunt down and bound in everlasting chains made out of the blood of Jesus Christ, every spirit spouse, marriage breaking spirit, spirits of infirmity, spirits of premature death, spirits of poverty, spirits of misfortune caused by curses, sexes, and vexes, and the sins of our fathers in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let our presence that is sticking up arm against us be drowned in the Red Sea as the Egyptians in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the blood of Jesus Christ flow like a tidal wave in the second heavens to destroy every altar, part of culture, and all curses, sexes, cultures, and spells that have defended in the heavens around our stars in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we bind the everlasting chains, all the spiritual attendants, guides, and spies in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we release the fear of the Lord and the blood of Jesus Christ against all of our enemies, seen and unseen, known and unknown enemies, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we command your holy archers to send arrows made out of the blood of Jesus Christ into the hearts of our enemies, into the souls of the spirits they have summoned to bring oppression upon our health, finances, and family, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that the blood of Jesus rain down everything that is connected to wickedness, that is connected to our lives. Lord, rain down the blood of the Lamb on every work of spiritual oppression that the enemy has planted in the heavens and the earth against our bloodline, in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, let the blood of the Lamb rain down like in the days of Noah upon every stronghold snare that the enemy has hidden. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ rain down and drown every secret counsel of the wicked in the heavens and in the earth and in the high places and in the realm of astral projection that is seeking after our soul in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Genesis 7:12. Lord, we release the blood of Jesus to bind up and choke every fiber and strong man. Holy Ghost, choke him until he calls up what he has stolen in the name of Jesus Christ, according to Mark 3:27. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our bloodline to close up every open door caused by curse of illegitimacy in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you inject the blood of Jesus Christ into our veins to destroy every bloodline curse, sickness, and disease that is hereditary or planted through witchcraft in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let the blood of Jesus Christ be injected into our bloodline and veins to restore us to divine health in the name of Jesus Christ. Purge us of high stuff, and we shall be clean. Wash us so we can be whiter than snow. Lord, wash us and cleanse us, O God, from all filthiness. Lord, we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor in the mighty name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God and the armor of life, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father God, we put on the full armor of God, the armor on our children. We put the armor on our grandchildren, the armor of God and the armor of light on our spouses in the name of Jesus. We put the armor of God and armor of light on our grandchildren, our children. We put the armor of God on each and every one of us here this evening, including myself, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Ramasandiria Kuramasim, Oria Mosedria Kuramasedriaco, Holy Spirit, Mokuya Nakayasim, Yekere Mosedria Kuramasedriaco. Oh, Father God, let the blood speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, we thank you, oh God, that we're under an open heavens. The holy angels are now descending and ascending from your holy throne room. We thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We thank you, oh God, for salvation. We thank you for deliverance even as we pray. We thank you for breakthrough. Thank you, praise, oh God, even as we're praying right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. So, Holy Spirit, you are welcome once again in our midst. Oh, Holy Spirit, we come to you. We choose to walk in obedience and faith, as these are your requirements for receiving your abiding presence. You flow freely when we live in love and unity with others, and when we seek to build others up. Oh, Holy Spirit, we choose to be diligent to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Holy Spirit, come. You drew us into salvation. You grant us intimacy with God. You make us a temple of God, Holy Spirit. We seek all your works in our lives. Please indwell us and fill us, Holy Spirit. Flow out from us and pour yourself upon us. We consciously welcome you into our hearts, Holy Spirit, at the point of our salvation. We were baptized by you at the point of time. We yielded our outer faculties from self-control to your control and asked for and sought your empowering. You renew us each and every morning. Your daily filling requires a constant yielding of our hearts and souls to you, which we choose to do. We desire that you flow through us. Empower us from within. We desire that you be poured out upon us through your various workings. You gave us victory over sin as well as victory over sickness and disease and the enemy. Truly, your power sets the captives free. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit will not grieve you. Will not grieve you through our words, through grumbling, careless words, angry words, or unbelieving words. These causes you to fight against us and opens the door for evil spirits to enter. They produce conflict between others and us as well as fear, deception, enticement, and false rumors. We are only loud and speak words edifying for the need of the moment. We choose to believe in working power, your in working power in our lives. We will not speak against you or disregard you. We will play anointed worship music to provide an inviting resting place for you to dwell. Oh, Holy Spirit, we abide in you and you abide in us. We are careful to walk in unity with others in the body of Christ as you flow where there is unity. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, we see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within us. You are the river that flows through our hearts. You are the fire of God that rests upon our heads and that purifies us. You are the light that shines in our minds, anointing our reasoning. You are the oil of blessing that is poured out upon us. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can see you. Holy Spirit, you show us things. You disclose the Father to us as we listen to your voice and lay tune to your thoughts, pictures, and emotions. You grant us visions of heaven and draw us into dialogue with angels. You grant us dreams and the ability to interpret them. When we ask you to show us things, your picture light upon the eyes of our heart, and we find ourselves seeing those things you have chosen to reveal to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the effortlessness through which your revelation comes to us. Holy Spirit, come and show us things. Holy Spirit, give us your thoughts. We will let you illuminate our mind with revelations through spontaneous thoughts. We will tune away from our own calculating reasoning. We fix our eyes upon you and tune to your indwelling flowing river. We sense your words as spontaneous thoughts which light upon our hearts and our minds as we are in your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can hear you. Holy Spirit, tell us what's on the heart of Almighty God. You encourage us to hear the voice of Abba Father. He reveals the depth of his wisdom to you, and you then speak it into our spirit. So we are taught by you, Holy Spirit. We pray continuously for a flow of divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make us wise and understanding. You grant us words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill us with your will, your wisdom, and your understanding. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, we feel you. We feel your presence, your lightness, your peace. When we are in your will, we sense unrest, and when we are not in your will, Holy Spirit, we desire to follow your leading of your peace. Holy Spirit, let us always feel you. Holy Spirit, you release within us God's emotion. We rejoice in you, Holy Spirit, and you comfort us. You fill our hearts with joyful melodies. singing and laughter. You give us a reverence towards God and hatred towards the things he hates. You give us God's compassion towards the lost and the hurting. You give us an inner desire to obey God's laws. Your presence within us is a down payment of what we shall receive in heaven. Holy Spirit, let us feel God's holy emotions. Holy Spirit, you guide us. You give us knowledge so that we know the future. You tell us what to do. You direct our steps. You warn us of wrong paths and danger ahead. Holy Spirit, lead us, we pray. Holy Spirit, you anoint our tongues. Give us the words to speak when we stand before kings. Put anointed words on our tongue all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant us the ability to prophesy. Grant us the ability to speak in tongues and sing in tongues and to speak with a power and boldness that comes directly from you. When we pray in tongues, our spirit is speaking with God and our minds are out of the way. Holy Spirit, come anoint our tongues. Holy Spirit, you anoint our mind. You anoint our mind. We have the mind of Christ. So we worship in spirit and put no confidence in the flesh. You anoint us with a divine flow of thought as we yield our mind to you. You anoint our reasoning, allowing us to reason along with Almighty God. We choose to yield our mental faculties to you, Holy Spirit, and allow the flow of your thoughts, your pictures, to guide our reasoning process rather than us guiding our reasoning process. From apart from you, we are nothing, but with you, we are all things. We shall meditate in our hearts. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our minds. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hearts. You stir up our hearts and impress us to do things. You bring things to our remembrance. You lead us each step that we take. Come, Holy Spirit, and anoint our hearts. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hands. You anoint our hands with your power to heal the sick and to cast out demons. You anoint our hands with skills in all kinds of craftsmanship. When we yield our hands to you and ask for and receive your flowing and anointing, we are amazed at what our hands can do. We can feel your power and heat, energy trembling in our hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come and anoint our hands. Holy Spirit, you make us creative. You give us your divine creativity. You make all our words life-giving. Holy Spirit, we yield to your creativity. Holy Spirit, you release your personality to us. You radiate your attributes to flow through our hearts. There is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, self-control, as long as he lives tuned to you. Holy Spirit, we come. Holy Spirit, you release in us the power to be holy. We are not adequate in ourselves. Our only adequacy is through the working of the Holy Spirit. You make us strong. We are covenant of your power within us rather than our own strength. We realize our whole life comes about as a result of your working. When we are weak, we ask you to meet us, and you do, transforming us from weakness to strength. We put our confidence in you and not in ourselves. We keep our attention fixed on you, Holy Spirit, and your life in and through us. Holy Spirit, we worship in spirit and in truth, and put no confidence in the flesh. You cut evil, weakness, and pain out of our hearts and give us a new heart and a new spirit. Holy Spirit, be the Holy One within us. Holy Spirit, you release the power of God to us. You make us bold and powerful, just and courageous. You cause us to act with your power and authority. You manifest yourself through the gifts of faith, gifts of healing, the ability to do creative miracles, presence of evil spirits, and to cast them out. As your power is displayed, your kingdom comes forth in that place. We expect to walk in your supernatural power and gifts. Holy Spirit, empower us, we pray. Holy Spirit, let your words flow through us in anointed preaching. We tune to your flow as we prepare, as we preach and teach. We speak that which are speaking, not our own words. When we do this, what we say is authenticated by a divine power. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our words. Holy Spirit, come, authenticate this preaching with your power. You do not want our preaching to be in word only, but a demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching of your words with signs, wonders, and miracles such as casting out demons, healing the sick, setting free those who are oppressed of the devil. We do these miracles by hearing what you are saying and then stepping out in faith and acting in obedience to your words. Holy Spirit, come, authenticate the release of your words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify us for life work. You commission us. You watch over our life mission and guide and empower us to complete our life's destiny. You bless us and our descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Take us away. You carry us to places and show us things. You grant us access to the throne of the Father. You let us see the glory of Almighty God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. You let us see cities and people in need that are a great distance from where we are. You are not bound by time and space. And when we are in you, now that we are, we choose to live seeing, hearing, and sensing you. Holy Spirit, you are our life. Your ways are better than our ways. Your thoughts are better than our thoughts. Your wisdom is better than our wisdom. Your power is far greater than ours. Thus we say, come, Holy Spirit, come. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. We give you all glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor, Holy Spirit, 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 Spirit of the living God. Yes, seteria koromo seteria ka. Je kerema seteria koromo seteria ko. Hallelujah. Everything that the enemy has stolen. Luria masse teria koromo seteria ko. Ye keyamu kuria masse. Yes, Lord. Huria masandeia koromo se. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Lord. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Ramos de Teria Coromas de Teria Ca. Hallelujah, Ramos de Teria Coromas de Teria Com. Hallelujah, Ramos de Teria Coromas. Hallelujah, Ramos de Teria Coromas de Teria Co. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Ramos de Teria Coromas de Teria Com. Oh, Spirit of the Living God, intercede for us, Holy Ghost. Intercede for each and every one of us, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, Yekuria Masanderiakum. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Namasanderiakum. Let us worship and we'll come back. Hallelujah.
For your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up till I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Of the goodness of God. I
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. God bless you.